New York real estate headlines. Property Checker launches NY property records search for deeds, liens, and permits. A new online tool lets users check New York property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property ownership and encumbrance data. Add https://newyork.propertychecker.com/ to your research workflow for faster property record lookups. New York real estate headlines. New York Public Records Portal, free property and tax lookup tool. NITIER Online hosts a searchable database of New York public records, including property tax and assessor information for New York County. Real estate professionals can quickly verify property tax histories and assessment data during due diligence without subscription fees. Bookmark this free resource for instant access to New York County property records and tax data. New York real estate headlines. NY Realtors, what sellers pay in commission, and how to protect your proceeds. HomeLight breaks down the average New York real estate commission rate and what homeowners typically pay a realtor to sell their house. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps NY agents price their services competitively and guide seller conversations with confidence. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips to sharpen your listing presentations. New York real estate headlines. NY commission rates may hit 5.56% in 2026. Flat fee alternatives gain traction. Huzeo reports that traditional real estate commissions in New York are projected to reach 5.5% to 6% in 2026, while promoting its flat fee MLS service as a way for sellers to avoid paying approximately $29,000 in commission costs. NY real estate professionals should monitor how commission pressures and flat fee competition shape client expectations and listing strategies in their market. Review Huzeo's NY commission analysis to benchmark your pricing against emerging low-cost alternatives. https://uw.huzeo.com/blogs/real-estate-commissions-in-new-york/. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NY jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months in a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets? The delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind? And any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.